The next halacha we're going to learn is very relevant. It comes up, and you have to be man enough to keep it. No, seriously. Afilu imu roesh al yedei ze shelo yigaleh. Someone comes and asks you something that's rechilut, and you realize that if you're not going to reveal it, yesubav lo hefsed gadol b'inyanav. You're going to end up suffering a huge loss because you don't reveal it. We're on page Resh. Page Resh, the letter Vav. Kigon shu tachat reshut acherim. For example, you're employed. And when they realize there's an issue, something's amiss, and they come to you and they ask, who did it? And you don't reveal. Yachshedu shegamu yado imploni. They're going to suspect that the reason you're not saying anything is because you've done it too. It's your fault as well. A person might lose his position over that. And then he might not find a way of supporting his own family. Nonetheless, one is prohibited. He cannot say this rechilut. He cannot tell it over to the person, because he will, in fact, be harming someone else's position. Even though technically it's true, it's not my fault, he did it. Okay, but by you saying it, he's going to lose a job. So there are many details, but this is reality. Just like all other prohibitions that we know, for a mitzvah to say, you have to be willing to invest 20% of your assets. For a lota say, you have to be willing to lose everything, not to transgress a prohibition. This always shocks me, because if we'd only think about this before we say a piece of Lashon Hara. Because technically, even if it cost me all my savings, I should rather give up my savings than say that piece of Lashon Hara. And yet, yeah. Sometimes if you tell them, then they're going to be able to protect themselves. Sometimes your employer needs to know who made that mistake so that in the future there'll be no more harm or there won't be a fight. So then you might be obligated to reveal it. But don't be quick to rely on this permissibility to say, oh, I'm allowed to because this will help them resolve the crisis. But you need many details in order for that to be the case, as we will see as we go along. So, many years ago, I was teaching in a newly found place, and the CEO of this institution would show up like once a week, check up on what's going on, and leave. Okay. All my teaching, I was coordinating with the man in charge on the ground. And I coordinated with him what I would teach, when I would teach, and then I added hours, which they didn't pay me for. I said, you know, I think in order for this place to succeed, we should add a class in A. I'll stay an extra hour, I'll teach A. I said, great, what about B? B. And I was working my head off, working with them to try and make the place succeed. Comes the end of the year, the CEO calls me in for a meeting. Okay, it's the second time we've spoken in our lives, pretty much. Like, I met him when I started teaching in the place, and now I'm meeting him a second time. So he says to me, I'm very displeased with your work this year. So I said, really? Why? So he says to me, you haven't been developing anything that's important to me. So I said, what do you mean? And he starts painting a picture of what he wanted taught in the place. And as I'm listening to him, I'm hearing things that I haven't heard all year from the guy who's been giving me my instructions. And I'm standing there thinking, I might be fired by the end of this conversation. But I did exactly what I was supposed to do, because he hasn't spoken to me till today. And now I'm standing there thinking, am I supposed to tell him, excuse me, you're telling me something which your representative here in the school didn't say all year? And this halacha came to mind. And I said to myself, What's going to be gained? If he knows that I taught something different, and he knows his man in charge knew that, so he's well aware that his man in charge was aware of it, and he has a problem of disconnect with his man in charge. But if I tell him, you know, everything I did was coordinated and agreed upon by the man who was in charge here, isn't that obvious? So what am I doing? I'm causing the guy above me to get fired, or at least to have a big rift between them. So I only argued with the facts. I never brought up the issue that everything I did was coordinated with the man who was the supervisor of the place. I just said, you know, for every hour you paid me, I gave you two. And he said to me, you didn't teach what I wanted you to teach in those 2 hours. And the conversation was a bitter mess. Like, literally, it taught me two things. Number one, it taught me you have to know this halacha. And I left the conversation not knowing if I was teaching there the next year.
Energy in the room.
No, there was a constant thought, I have an opportunity to keep halacha that you don't have often in your life, but you'll probably have once or twice. And I said, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to... What I did do was, after the conversation, I went to the supervisor who was in charge of the base medrash, and I told him about the conversation. And it was up to him to either be to man up to it and go and say, or not. But I didn't come and tell him, you know, I didn't tell his boss, his representative had said differently. And then I did continue teaching them. Meaning they, but I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know at the time, but it taught me something very important, which I always recommend to guys when they go into the workforce, that it taught me to find out who's the one in charge of hiring and firing. It's not enough that you know who you're answering to in your day-to-day work. You have to know who's gauging whether you're doing a good job or not in every position you're in. And at least the first year, and I recommend in the long run, try to get a meeting with that person after 3 or 4 months that you're working for them. Try to get a position. If you can do it sooner, that's even better. But to get a picture, hey, am I investing in what's important to you? You're going to try to be a good worker. You're going to try to do well for the place you're working for. But it could be that you're driving full speed in the wrong direction. So it taught me an important rule, even in terms of working with an employer. It's a good idea to find out who's calling the shots and get a meeting with that person and ask him after 3 months, 2 months, 4 months, try to get a picture. Is this where you want me to be investing my energies? Because it's not enough that you're working very hard and trying to be good to your employer. You have to be working on what's important to them. And you have to know who's calling the shots on that. But that's this halacha. We will learn the details in the coming days, but it's a tough halacha. It's an important halacha. Just because we stand to lose something doesn't mean that we can now dump someone else down the chutes. So we have to be aware that there are times where it's mutar. We will learn the details, but you have to really satisfy the details in order for it to be mutar.